Dr. Tim Davis.
Mountains. So easy to raise your eye toward the mountain. And if you look at that mountain, it seems impossible. When I look at that mountain, I've got to say, where in the world can my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. He made that mountain. He allowed that mountain. And the Lord, in comparison to that mountain, isn't even worth saying in the same breath. I would like to think that our faith is about not having any mountains in our lives. And I know that lie is out there. And it is just that. It is a lie. Because the only reason I will look beyond that mountain to help is because I know that mountain for me is impossible and insurmountable. And I can't possibly get over it. And I can't possibly deal with that. Absent that, I don't need any help, and I will never ask, where will my help come from? Because I find my meaning and my purpose defined in myself. What do those mountains do for you and for me? They shift our focus. Do you believe that God is sovereign? And do you believe that God loves you? And do you believe that God is on your side? And I think we have to stop presenting to the world that we've got this all figured out and that we don't have any mountains and that we climb those mountains effortlessly. I think we need to let go of that Pollyanna view of our faith, get real with the world and say, yeah, there's a lot of mountains in there in my life too. It is that that causes me to understand that there is something greater than myself. And this is the hard part. There's a purpose. There's a purpose for that mountain. And I think what I want, maybe you do too, I want God to come in and level that mountain. Take this cup away from me. Our Lord and Master did too. That gives me hope and comfort. Our Lord and Master wanted God to take that mountain away from him. But then he says, I trust you. I know you. This mountain serves a purpose. And therefore, not my will but yours be done. I think the worst thing that we can do when people are suffering, when we're suffering, is to give them this cheap, shallow, don't worry about it, to minimize their suffering and to minimize their pain, because mountains are painful. But we say, as God's people, with one voice, that the Lord is my shepherd. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He renews my life. And even when I go through the darkest valley, I'll fear no danger, for you're with me. That's what comforts me. What the enemy wants us to do, keep me focused on the mountain. You see, sin is a entity, and it's a maneuvering force to get us to find our meaning and purpose in anything else but God. Our strongest desire as humans is to find meaning and purpose. That's it. That's number one. Nothing else drives us like that. Nothing drives humanity like that. You must find meaning and purpose. It's an innate desire. The mountain's role is to refocus our meaning and purpose. This desire and this drive within us is stronger than our hunger drive, stronger than our sex drive, stronger than our drive for survival. You can latch on to so many things, and it comes down to this. Our meaning and purpose is defined by God, and our meaning and purpose is found in God. Or our meaning and purpose is defined by us, and then our meaning and purpose is found within us. And this maneuvering entity of sin tries to entice us away from finding our meaning and purpose in God. The craftiness of sin is that it even uses good things. What could possibly be wrong with finding my meaning and purpose in relationships? I tell you what, that's one thing that losing my son did. That was a good relationship. But it taught me something. Now, this is going to be difficult. Even if you find your meaning and purpose in and through your family, if that replaces you finding your meaning and purpose in God, you see, that's how crafty sin is. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you what truth is, defined by Scripture. Truth is that our meaning and purpose is defined by and therefore fulfilled by God. That's truth. What's a lie? Our meaning and purpose is defined by us and therefore found in us. This is man's struggle. And here's what the enemy does. If you find your meaning and purpose in God, you are going to live a life of austerity. And the enemy comes to us and to me and says, if you find your meaning and purpose in God, and you allow him to fulfill that, you're going to live a less than life. You're not going to get what you want, and everything in your life is going to be truncated. It's going to be lessened. What the enemy didn't tell Paradisal Man is this. If you find your meaning and purpose in God, and if you allow God to define your meaning and purpose, all other entities and relationship in your life are more meaningful and more purposeful. Seek first, Jesus said. Seek first the kingdom of God. And then all of these things will be added to you. You lose nothing by letting God define your meaning and purpose. You only gain. It is not a life of austerity. It is a life of fullness. Jesus said, I came to give you life and I came to give it to you abundantly. It's in Matthew. He says, if you give up mother, father, brother, sister, houses, land, opportunities, vocational advancements. Jesus said, if you give those things up out of devotion to me, what's the boomerang of that? What's he say? He says, you're going to get that all back 100 times more. That's a risk. I don't know if I trust God enough to really find my meaning and purpose in him. And here's a young 33-year-old Jewish man from the backwater town of Nazareth who exactly took that risk. Author of Hebrews says, because of the prize that was kept before him, he was able to even endure the cross. If we find our meaning and purpose in God and defined by God, that what we will find out is all of our entities, all of our relationships, everything in our life will be 100 times better. Haven't you seen flashes of that and glimpses? And yet, the enemy's always couching at the door. Sin is couching at the door, inexorably and relentlessly pushing against that concept for one reason, God says, because sin is hungry for you. But you must master it. Look to the Lord for your help. The one who never slumbers and doesn't sleep.